Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, into the second hour, talking about the national toll roads going in. They'll be tracker chipped and taxed and watched to the tune of thousands of dollars a year. And all of the allegations from just many different quarters of bribery and fraud going on by the state and locals involved. Amazing interviews in the last hour. We've got a guest coming up to talk about, well, impending World War III, how the good old globalists want to go into Iran and what that could trigger. Another inside expert to give us analysis, and we'll take your phone calls coming up in the next segment. And then in the third hour, oppose H.R. 418, an addendum, an expansion of national ID card legislation passed in mid-December of 2004, scheduled to pass today. H.R. 418, this is Ron Paul's analysis of it, establish a federally coordinated database of personal information on American citizens within Canada and Mexico, use the national ID card to track American citizens when traveling outside the U.S. and within the U.S., redefine terrorism in broad new terms that could include members of firearms rights and anti-abortion groups or other such groups as determined by whoever it is in power at the time. 5, authorize the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security to unilaterally expand the information included in the driver's license, including such biometric information as retina scans and DNA information, forced DNA testing when you get your driver's license, and even radio frequency identification tracker chips in your driver's license. Ron Paul went on to state that this does nothing to stop illegal aliens, but it's being sold to the public as that when it's a fraud. And he went on to say carrying a driver's license with RFID and government officials will know your whereabouts 24/7. And he goes on, incredibly, H.R. 418 does nothing to solve the growing threat to national security posed by people who are already in the U.S. illegally. Instead, H.R. 418 states that we already know certain people here are illegal and are deportable, but it does nothing to mandate deportation. Just like they pass money for more Border Patrol, and Rich says we're not going to fund that, we're taking that money for something else. So, they're slick, folks. But defending the Republic's a lot of fun, and learning their scams is very enlightening and is very empowering. So I challenge you to get involved and wake up to what's happening and call Congress and say no to H.R. 418 that they're going to be voting on as early as this afternoon or tomorrow. Now, there's a bunch of other news that I want to cover that's just really, really important. And one of these stories is just the ongoing mass conditioning to accept torture and evil. You know, I've interviewed him. I don't think he's a bad guy, but Ted Nugent had that, Ted Nugent's Extreme Survivor, and they had people down in these pits, and of course it had rained, so there was 3 feet of water, and it was 50-degree water, so they were getting hypothermia, and I talked to folks that were on set. They were the producers, when the medics were saying, get them out, they're saying, oh, no, wait till we get the shot, as people are passing out from being in, you know, freezing water for hours, very cold water for hours. Yeah, but that's with scorpions all over them, by the way. But that's nothing, folks. Listen to this. It's dehumanization. UK lines up Guantanamo-style torture reality TV show. Channel 4 is a broadcast with his styling as Guantanamo-based style reality show that will examine the effects of mild torture on 7 male volunteers, Muslims. So torturing Muslims on TV, it's all part of the fun. The Guantanamo guidebook will recreate some of the practices used at U.S. naval bases where hundreds of so-called enemy combatants have been held without trial or access to lawyers for nearly 3 years. And using an East London warehouse and declassified internal documents obtained from U.S. sources, program makers mocked up conditions as they had them in Guantanamo Bay before subjecting 7 volunteers to some of the milder forms of torture alleged to have been used by U.S. authorities. And they have a TV show called Spooks on British TV where they kill or they torture people's children to get answers. All simulated evil condition you to accept it. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Last hour, we talked about the national toll roads going in that will tax and trace everything you do. Here in Texas, it'll be $1,800-plus bucks a year per car, per driver. Hope you enjoy it. But now we're shifting from the toll roads into the police state. You know, why does the empire that wants to project itself outwards want so much control here domestically? Well, that's so we can't struggle as we're used as the cannon fodder, both to be taxed to fund these wars and to, of course, the draft that's coming up, to be the good little slaves for these wars. And we've been having a lot of insiders, a lot of admirals, judge advocate generals, you know, the father of Reaganomics. We've been having congressmen, senators, mainly conservatives, on this broadcast to expose the neocons and expose the agenda that could lead us into World War III. Woolsey calls it World War IV. He thinks Cold War was World War III. It's a powder keg with Iran, and we're just inches away from Israel attacking them, and then things just going downhill from there. So to talk about the geopolitical stratagem behind this and to predict where things are going is the author of American Oil Wars, Steve Pelletier, and he's retired after a long and rich career with the CIA and then the Army War College, and he's a PhD in political science, and after a stint in journalism, covering the Middle East. He became the CIA's senior analyst at Langley during the Iran-Iraq War. At the Army War College, he and others studied Iraq's victory over Iran in minute detail, and he has written a number of books on how that feat was managed. He also has some inside info that we've gotten from Ray McGovern and others here on the broadcast about what really happened with the nerve gas that Saddam supposedly used. We know our government gave them. And, sir, it's great to have you on with us, Steve.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Kind of give us a sketch, you know, for the novice out there of why you think these preemptive wars are being engaged in, and what's the prime mover behind that. And, well, first off, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you gave a rundown already. I was originally a journalist, and then I got a PhD in political science at Berkeley, and then taught at one of the colleges for a while, and then the CIA recruited me to be their Kurdish expert, and then I just segued from that into being a senior political analyst on Iraq during the Iran-Iraq War. And then I left at the end of the war and went to the U.S. Army War College. Well, essentially, I was doing the same thing. I was the Pentagon's Iraq expert, and I kept up that for 12 years. I've written published four books on Iraq, and I know Iraq very well.
Is there a website you want to give out?
I would rather just put in a plug for the book. That is America's Oil Wars. It was published by Prager, Praeger, last year. And that book is about as good a explanation as you're going to get of why we're involved over there.
All right. Now, before we get into what's really going on in Iraq, what you think about the situation with Iran, which you, again, were one of the chief analysts on for the CIA, before we get into that, are you familiar with the Naval War College golden boy, Thomas Barnett?
No, I'm not.
Well, he's prancing around talking about basically invading the whole planet and saying we work for global corporations and the military's their tool, and I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with that whole school of thought right now that's coming out of the Pentagon.
Yeah.
War, war, war.
Uh-huh.
I mean, clearly our government helped put Saddam in, train him in the 50s, even before he got into power in 79. But I mean, let's just start with the Iran-Iraq war and the nerve gas. That's probably a good place to start.
All right. First of all, we did not put Saddam Hussein in. We can talk about that later.
They didn't support his ascension to power? They didn't...
No. There are stories that of connections, contacts between Saddam and the United States, but they're pretty...
Our government didn't fund him billions and billions of dollars for the war with Iran?
No, I don't think we did. We helped him early on in the war because we did not want to see the Islamic Republic win that war. But then in the middle of the war, we switched, you remember, Iran-Contra, and then we supported Iran against Iraq. So,
well, certainly you know in 1954 he was sent to Egypt and trained as an assassin.
Oh, no, come on. He went to Egypt. He fled Iraq, and he lived in Egypt for a while. And then, as I understand it, he either beat up very badly a fellow Iraqi, or else I don't think he actually killed a fellow. But then,
well, that's funny. I mean, even the Associated Press has reported his CIA training, and that he went around.
Oh, that's nonsense. I can't believe the Associated Press would print
that. Oh, really? Thing. Wow, I'm going to have to dig that stuff up and have you back on.
Yeah, you do that.
All right, well, so you will come back on when I get that.
Oh, sure, I love
that. All right, well, perhaps I'll get some other of your colleagues on to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, give us your world view then. What do you think about, we were getting into the nerve gas.
It's gas. It's not nerve gas, it's gas. And the cream is made, and I'm sure.
Well, what type of gas is it then?
Oh, it's the gas that was used at Halabja. That's what we're going to talk about now. Was cyanide gas.
That doesn't kill you through your nerves. It doesn't matter.
Well, there are so darn many of these gases out there that you don't want to get confused. There are claims that two gases were used at Halabja. One was mustard gas and the other was cyanide gas. And of course,
mustard attacks the respiratory, but I mean, clearly, isn't cyanide gas classified as a nerve gas?
I think you may be correct there.
Okay. Well, sorry for using the word nerve gas, but that's what I understand it to be. I mean, certainly sarin would be more of a classical nerve gas, but I think it's. But I mean, just please give us your view on that.
Well, as you know, the claim of the Bush administration is that Saddam Hussein gassed his own people. It's a complications with that because the only authenticated instance where Iraqis died having been gassed is this incident at Halabja. And immediately after that occurred, and this was in 1988, the U.S. government investigated, and the U.S. government determined that given the condition of the bodies of the dead Iraqis, it's likely that they were killed with a cyanide gas, and Iraq didn't use that gas, and as far as anyone knew, didn't have that gas.
And I'm sorry to have to mention this, Steve, but can you get closer to your cordless phone, Jack?
Yeah, all right.
It's just cutting out. I want people to be able to hear you.
Yeah, the claim is that the Iraqis used gas and they killed these Kurdish citizens. And in fact, as I said, the U.S. Army investigated that claim, and they said that the gas that killed the Kurds, the Iraqis didn't have. The Iranians did have it, so therefore they said the Iranians killed the Kurds.
And that was an Army War College report, correct?
No, it was a report of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is based in the Pentagon.
Okay, because I have the news report here, and it was saying Army War College report.
Right.
Okay, so I guess that's wrong then. It wasn't an Army War College report?
Well, the Army, to straighten that out, the DIA conducted the study, and then...
And it was published to the Army War College.
Excuse me?
It was published to the Army War College?
No. After the study was conducted, the Army asked me to head up a study that would investigate how the Iraqis would fight a war against the United States.
So I'm looking at the sub-findings out of that report in your report.
Yeah, so you're confusing the two reports. All I did was, in my report, I publicized the DIA report.
So supposedly they looked at the gas and found it was cyanide gas that the Iranians used, which the Iraqis didn't use.
Right.
Okay, now Ray McGovern said on the show 2 years ago that that's what he thought, and then later he reversed himself. Whoa.
Hello?
It seems that there are some questions on this subject.
Yeah.
So is it definitive?
Well, look at it this way. All of these events took place in the end of the 1980s. They took place during a war. The Iraqis and the Iranians refused to allow newsmen to go to the front. As a consequence, when these events occurred, there was no one who could report on them firsthand. So whatever information we get secondhand. In answer to your question, no, there's nothing definitive on any of this.
Because there's the fog of war and the glass darkly.
But in this case, the fog of war was really intense because these were two closed societies, and they didn't allow anyone in. So any information that got out was pretty tenuous.
All right, stay there. I want to shift gears when we get back and talk about what you think the real strategic plans are and what you see happening, how you think Iran's going to play into all this when we get back. Stay with us.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
All right, we're talking to Steve Pelletier and CIA senior analyst at Langley during the Iran-Iraq war. Sir, what do you see happening in the future with Iran and others? Because we've been having a lot of your contemporaries on the broadcast, and they're saying that if Israel goes in and bombs their nuclear reactor sites, that could trigger Iran, probably will trigger Iran, going into Iraq, and then it's going to be like Custard's last stand. Do you think there's any merit to that?
No, I don't. I think that the Israelis could bomb the site, but I don't think the Iranians to do any more than the Iraqis did when the Israelis bombed the site. They would effectively absorb it. The problem is not with raids from the air. The problem is going in and occupying territory on the ground, and the United States can't do that anymore. We can't attack into Iran and occupy territory because we haven't got the manpower. So the Israelis can bomb all they want, but I'm sure the Iranians aren't going to absorb it. And
really, a lot of other analysts have been saying that they think that the Iranians have been saying they're going to go absolutely ape. But you think they'll respond just like the Iraqis did in 81?
I think that essentially the Iranians have time on their hands. I mean, they have got, they hold, in my view, they hold a very strong card, and that is that no one can invade that country. Before we invaded Iraq, the United States was able to pose as invincible because everyone feared what would happen if the United States were to invade. Well, we invaded Iraq, and now we're losing the war. So how can we then effectively compound our difficulty by invading Iran?
Well, that's the point. If Iran spills into Iraq, a lot of folks are saying there's nothing we can do.
I don't think the Iranians will spill into Iraq because I think as a result of this last election, the Iranians have Iraq sewed up. The Shia in Iraq are, especially some of the parties that
but
have
the
come
Sunni
out
has the Sunni has a veto.
I don't know that the Sunnis have a veto.
Built into the Constitution. Yes, it is.
I think that the problem is that we don't control the country, and we're losing control every day.
So what do you see happening in Iraq from your decades of studying the system there?
Well, I think we're in deep trouble in Iraq. I think that...
What's the time frame? What do you see happening? Crystal ball it for us.
Well, I think that day to day to the end of the year, I see just a progressive loss of control. The only way we can get control in Iraq is by sending over many more troops, and we can't do that without reinstituting.
So you agreed with Secretary White 2.5 years ago when he said 400,000 troops minimum?
I think it's, I would be, yeah, I think Shinseki said 300,000, so yeah, that's about right.
But now stuff's deteriorated so bad, it's like Vietnam. I think you could keep, a lot of analysts say you keep injecting more troops, it's not going to help.
Well, I think that if we were willing to inject enough troops, it would help, because I think the Iraqis are so desperate for some stability now that once they perceived that, in fact, the United States was restabilizing the country, I think they would swing over behind.
Well, that's what all the Pentagon analysts said. If we could get the power on and the water on in a few weeks, we would have won it, but not now.
But as you suggest, we missed a lot of good opportunities, and now it's very difficult to see how we catch up.
You know, they talk about freedom, bringing freedom to Iraq, but reports are most of the Baathists have been put back into control. They've had a lot of draconian things, arresting, you know, thousands of people at checkpoints because their papers aren't in order. It seems to me that this policy's made enemies faster than they can be killed.
Well, there's no question that we're making enemies, but I think one of the main reasons we're making enemies is because we don't have enough troops. And as a consequence, we're relying on air power to try to control the country. We bombed the living daylights out of Fallujah. We killed a lot of civilians, and that sort of thing doesn't make friends.
So, what do you think the Bush administration is going to do? They've been sending out mixed signals.
The Bush administration, in my view, is so deceitful that it's impossible to figure out what they're going to do because you can't trust anything they tell us.
Can't trust anything they tell us. When we get back then, I want to try to see where you think all this is going or if you have an idea for an exit strategy or what you think is going to happen. We'll be back with our guest. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because this planet being turned into a giant prison, hence PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
All right, 33 minutes past the hour. We're going to take a few calls coming up here in a few minutes for our guest. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we're talking to Professor, as you can call him, Dr. Pelletier. And Steve, again, you were the chief analyst during the Iran-Iraq War for the CIA. Knowing what you know about Iraq, and what we were just talking about with the deception of the Bush administration, I mean, they said before they got into office, oh, we're not going to invade Iraq, we're not for foreign adventures, and he chastised Al Gore during debates about it, and then it turns out we got their own documents. They were planning before they even got into office to invade Iraq. And 9/11 was the pretext for that. So trying to gauge, I know they say something different every day, but trying to gauge their actions, what do you guess, you know, educated guess, is going to happen in Iraq in, let's say, the next 18 months?
I would say that the Bush, I would say it's definite that the Bush administration will not send the number of troops over there that we need to have over there to pacify the country. I would say that if any of your listeners have loved ones in the National Guard or the Reserve, they should feel very sorry for them, because these poor devils are not going to get out of there They've already had their tours extended, and it would not surprise me if the Pentagon extended them again.
Well, they've extended them indefinitely. They announced a month ago.
Well, I think they're practically, these people now are practically indentured slaves. It's as everyone knows, it's a backdoor draft. But the point is that we know what is needed to salvage that situation in Iraq. It's more troops. Rumsfeld will not do it. Bush will not do it. Cheney will not do it. And the reason they won't do it is because it would cost them too much money.
Well, also, they don't want to admit they're wrong.
That's right. They don't. They went in there with a silver bullet strategy, which was that you could subdue any people.
Yeah, the Rumsfeld Blitzkrieg
right,
example.
Exactly. And it hasn't worked. And now, if Rumsfeld were to agree to increase the army by 30,000 troops, it would be an admission that it hasn't worked. And he's not going to do that.
Yeah, but 30,000 is going to do nothing.
Yeah, but 30,000 is what we need at the moment. That's not saying what we'll need by the end of the year.
By the way, I mean, all the military studies I've read, because I've looked at it quite a bit, I mean, they knew this in World War II, 22 missions, catch 22, and still about a third of the time you died. Vietnam, no more than 11 months. That's all you can force somebody to be in combat. And even then, you can fight them maybe 1 week out of the month, or they break down. We're talking about sending troops, National Guard, who weren't even trained, on search and destroy missions through heavily built-up urban mount territory 5 days out of the week. Raiding dozens of homes a day.
It's worse than that, because who are they fighting? The Iraqis went to war with the Iranians in 1980, and they've been fighting ever since. So we're sending, as you say, high school students over there to fight hardened killers, people who have never known anything but war. It's not a... You know, the strength of the U.S. Army and the military is the ability to stand off and kill from a distance. What's our situation now? These high school kids have got to go into these cities, down these twisty streets, not knowing what's around the next corner.
The published, you know, the military has studied how much you can use a soldier, and this is off the charts. They know that this is going to ruin these people, and they know within just another 6 months, they're going to almost all of them are going to fall apart.
Well, I would suspect that's true, but go talk to the Bush administration.
Here's an analogy. We got SWAT team people listening all over the country. Guys, imagine having to raid 15, 20 houses a day, 5 days a week for 2 years.
Yeah, but you know, most of our troops now are bunkered down inside the green zone. We don't dare come out of the green zone.
So, now in a fortress mentality.
Right. I mean, we're holed up inside the green zone, inside Baghdad.
With truck bombs blowing up every other day at the gates.
Yeah, you see, and what the Iraqi resistance has done, which is so brilliant, is they're targeting their own people. They're telling their own people that they can never expect stability, which is all that Iraqis really want. They can never expect stability as long as the Americans are in the country. So we can retreat inside the green zone and bunker down and say, well, at least we're safe. But meanwhile, all the Iraqis who are outside the green zone are being killed daily.
You know, Ann Coulter was in an article a few weeks ago, and one of the neocon pundits, and she was like, our troops aren't brutal enough. They need to kill more civilians.
Oh,
she actually said that. I'm not kidding.
That's ridiculous.
I've heard Michael Savage say put people in camps.
I think your point is excellent about the high school kid. I was standing online at the post office the other day, and a mother was sending a package to her son who was in Iraq. And he was asking her for Pop-Tarts. He wanted Pop-Tarts. That's what he wanted, and that's what he was sending. And I thought, this is awfully poignant. Here's a guy who may not come home. Indeed, the odds against him coming home are desperately high. And the poor son of a gun, all he wants is Pop-Tarts. This type, high school kids fighting against Iraqis who have been brought practically born with guns in their hands.
Did you know that Halliburton charges them the equivalent of $100 per 10 pounds of laundry?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've heard the reports of all the rotten food they're being fed. And
I haven't heard the fuss. I've heard that Halliburton is cheating us, but I haven't heard.
Oh, it's I mean, I've talked to troops that have come back. It is unbelievable. They won't even give them water filters. Instead, they truck in water with, you know, salt.
Well, all of this is good. I think the really bad thing about this is it's not the Army that's running the war. It's the bureaucrats.
And isn't it true about the chicken hawks at the Pentagon that only one of them, Rumsfeld, was even in the military?
I wasn't aware that Rumsfeld was in.
Yeah, he was a fighter pilot but never saw combat.
No, I think that's the really desperately bad thing. We have...
So they're off in their ivory towers eating filet mignon, and meanwhile, high school kids are they're getting their heads blown off.
That's true.
And the military told them, we can't win this if you don't give us, you say, 300,000 or
something. Well, I think the unfortunate thing is that if a general wants to stay in charge over there, he has to do what the bureaucrats tell him to do. If he argues, if he puts up some resistance, then he's out.
So how long is this coming? So how long do you see until, because again, I mean, I've had so many other analysts on, they're saying in the next 2 years it's going to end up being like Vietnam with people hanging off helicopters.
Well, I don't know if it'll get there that fast, but I go back to what I said before. The Bush will not send any more troops over there. He will not send the required number of troops, and so you can bet on it. The situation can only deteriorate.
Well, I got Pentagon reports saying they need a draft. They've set up the draft boards again. They've introduced 12 different...
If he reinstitutes the draft, he can't get any of his economic program through, because immediately, overnight, he'll have an opposition here in the United States. And he wants that economic... He wants to kill Social Security. He wants to relieve the tax burden of the rich. These are things he is desperate to get done, and he can't do it if he reinstitutes the draft.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Get this stuff passed the next 6 months, then
he can
do it.
He's able to get this stuff passed in a couple of months.
Professor, what if there is a terrorist attack in America, an even bigger one? That'll help him get the draft.
Well, if there's going to be a terrorist attack, he'd have to manufacture it. Osama bin Laden hasn't got the means to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Some have been lied in the means to attack us. And I guess you were big honcho there at the CIA on Iraq and Iran back in the 80s. Sir, you told us our government really wasn't involved with Saddam, which I totally disagree with, because I've had a lot of people that were your colleagues on disagreeing with that. But let me ask you a question on this. Bin Laden, what's his connection to the CIA?
Well, it's very out in the open. In the 1970s, he worked with the CIA against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan.
Tim Osmond?
Who?
His code name in the U.S. was Tim Osmond.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I bet you didn't.
No, honestly, I don't think you have to really make anything out of it. The connection is on the record. There's no question he did.
Well, the connection goes, I've got articles praising him as a young hero in the mid-80s, so you say the 70s.
Well, I'm trying to get my, it would have been in the 80s, too.
And then in 99.
What does it make it? There's no question he worked for the CIA.
Oh, he worked for the CIA? Oh.
Well, because he was helping in that Mujahideen effort. He was against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Well, that's the facts we've got here. I want to talk to Dan in Texas and a couple other callers that are holding for you. But,
yeah.
I mean, really, give me the time frame, you know, from your expertise on Iran and Iraq and the Kurdish situation and all of it. How long until we have the implosion in Iraq, and what do you think the exit strategy is going to be? Or will it just be... keeping troops in forts so Bush can still declare victory?
Well, the implosion has already taken place, and now, effectively, we're hunkered down inside the green zone, and we're trying to, I don't really know what we're trying to do. We're trying to weather the storm, but what we're banking on is beyond me. But as far as giving a date for when the house is going to cave in, I don't know. All I know is it's not going to get any better.
Well, you notice that in World War II and Vietnam, we got film reels of the tales of what was going on. In this war, it's always some reporter on a computer phone, which is so blurry you can't see 5 feet past them. And then what we get from the foreign press is the total opposite from what our media is giving us.
Well, as I say, that's all part of this, the fact that you can't go anywhere in Iraq without risking your life. It's a jungle.
I've interviewed reporters that are Arabs but are Americans but are with major magazines in this country, and they say outside the green zone, they do not dare go 5 feet from their apartment, you know, to get a pizza without armed guards.
Yeah, you're hearing the same thing I'm hearing.
So, literally, 10 feet outside the green zone, so that's failure right there.
Oh, the whole thing is a failure. It's an awful failure. Don't ever let anybody tell any of your listeners this is not a failure.
And so, is that why we're now hearing they may be backing off going into Iran?
You know, these guys are crazy enough so that they might try to go into Iran, but if they were to go into Iran, then our difficulties would be compounded 100 times over. In other words, it's a no-win situation. We can't win it, no matter what we do.
But in the age where doublethink and illusion is king, they can just tell us we won, and then we'll all feel good.
Yeah, but you know, Karl Marx used to say there's such a thing as the laws of motion. In other words, there's such a thing as reality. And you can spin the story as much as you want. But in the meantime, Mother Nature just goes grinding on and things happen. So eventually, the contradiction becomes so great that everything blows up.
Yeah, but somebody who follows the Trotskyite view, the neocons, Lord Rove told the New York Times that we control reality. We're an empire now, and we'll change reality with an edict tomorrow and then change it the next day. So does that show a megalomaniacal insanity to start saying they control reality?
Well, no, I think it's a fairly shrewd assessment of the Bush administration's control over the media here in the United States, but that doesn't say anything about Iraq. If we can't walk outside the green zone, then obviously we don't control reality outside the green zone. And as a consequence, sooner or later, what goes on in the streets of Baghdad is going to finish us.
You know, how do the neocons that are on talk radio say that Bush is cutting government when we have the biggest budget ever, $2.6 trillion?
Well, you tell me. I mean, as I said a while ago, Bush, it's the most deceitful government, and how anybody can believe him is beyond me.
Let's take a call for you, Professor.
Yeah.
Dan in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Mr. Pelletier, I would be most interested in hearing your political, geopolitical, analytical view of the recent actions by China with the huge purchase of oil and gas in Iran, the recent relationship it struck up with Venezuela, and its efforts.
And also their defense strategy with Russia.
Yeah, I can relate to this oil very well. My book, America's Oil Wars, goes into this quite deeply. My theory is that one of the reasons we went to war with Iraq was because Saddam Hussein was threatening our control over the oil of the Persian Gulf. As you're aware, I'm talking to the listener now, Dan, it's becoming increasingly more and more difficult for countries to sew up supplies of oil. Not only China is roving all over the world looking for oil, but so is India.
Because of their industrial explosion.
Yeah, and as a consequence, suddenly countries like Venezuela, which used to be, you know, third, fourth rate countries, now are, their position is very much enhanced because they have oil. People are coming to them, like the Chinese, and looking for oil. They therefore can thumb their nose at the United States. You know, we've already once tried to overthrow the regime of Hugo Chavez, and we did it because we recognize we're losing control of Venezuelan oil. And my theory is we overthrew the regime of Saddam Hussein because we feared Saddam Hussein was not only going to deny us Iraq's oil, but the oil of the Persian Gulf.
Well, specifically, going back to the weekend before our election in November, when China made the deal with Iran, they also released a statement to the Bush administration not to get to thinking that the 21st century would belong exclusively to America.
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, that's what the CIA has said.
Yeah.
Would you foresee China in any way aiding or abetting Iran in the event?
Well, they already are. They got 40,000 engineers there at one time.
I think what we have to accept is that no matter what the Bush administration says, the United States does not rule the world. It's a multi-power world. China, Russia, Europe, Japan, these are, in the economic sphere, all of these countries are the equal of us or more powerful than us.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
His Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Professor Dr. Steve Pelletier, and I want to get to, I know we got a bunch of phone calls, but he's got to leave us here in a few minutes, so I'll try to go to Jim and Radkin and others here in a second. But during the break, we were talking, sir, and again, you were former CIA senior analyst at Langley, during the Iran-Iraq war. I brought up during the break, I said, well, you said Bush would have to manufacture a terror attack if there was going to be a new one. And I said, are you saying Bush is capable of manufacturing an attack? Will you tell people what you said to me during the break?
Well, I do think he's capable of manufacturing an attack. I think this is one of the darndest administrations. I'm 73 years old. I've seen a lot of presidents. This is the darndest thing I've ever seen, the way these people lie to us.
And they seem quite ruthless and power mad.
Oh, there's no question about that.
And look at America, all this talk of fighting tyranny, you know, they're passing national ID cards and secret arrest, and, I mean, they're dismantling this country, sir.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Well, I'm, but more and more people, I mean, I talk to, like, four-star generals, admirals, and, I mean, I talk to them off air every other day, and they're going, oh, government terror attack. And, I mean, that's what anybody with half a brain is seeing. And, folks, they're going to kill this country using terror. It's real simple. Unless we expose it. Let's talk to Jim in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Jones and Mr. Peltier.
Yeah.
Dr. Peltier, this seems to be going the way of the human animalistic instincts, but I was just wondering, out of curiosity... Now, our guardsmen being over there and all, God bless them and God help them, I guess. But where are we going to get enough guardsmen to refill the positions of the ones that are coming back?
Yeah, guardsmen sign up is at record lows.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going to get them. I think, by the way, I live in Pennsylvania, too, and I know the Pennsylvanians are taking a really hard hit with this one. We've
right.
got more over there. I think only Texas and California are ahead of us.
Yeah, well, we're pain and poverty and misery and despair in Pennsylvania. You'll find us there. But,
well, that's part of this economic control. You want a large underclass whose only chance is the military.
That's right.
Exactly. And I really appreciate your show, Mr. Jones. You have the patience of I don't know what. And Dr. Peltier, I can appreciate your scholarship, insight into these things. You may not agree 100% with Mr. Jones or whomever. No one agrees 100%, but I was just wondering, okay, so they sent troops back, but they're going to have to eventually send them back, and every move we make, we have to tell the United Nations.
Yeah, and don't forget what else is going on. One by one, the allies who are with us in Iraq are dropping out. The Ukrainians are pulling out.
Right.
The Poles have cut their force in half.
The Spanish pulled out a year ago.
The Dutch are pulling out.
And Afghanistan.
And every time someone pulls out, we've got to send troops in.
And Afghanistan is still a mess, and who knows where else in this world. But by the same token, it's insanity. I'll agree with that to a point. I'm not a very well-educated person on military affairs especially. But by the same token, as Mr. Jones stated, just common sense. The poopy's going to hit the fan sooner or later.
The poopy. All right.
I don't know.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you. Go ahead, Professor. You got about 40 seconds. America's Oil Wars is the book. Finish up.
America's Oil Wars is the book. It was published by Prager, and it was published last year, and your listeners can get it, and I hope they do. I would leave you with this fact, and that is that it's not the military that's fighting the war in Iraq. It's the Pentagon. It's the bureaucrats. It's the civilians in the Pentagon.
And why do they care?
And they're making a mess of it.
Their kids aren't being sent. They're walking around in $5,000 gowns, flipping people off. Thanks
right.
for the call. I appreciate you joining us, sir.
Very good.
God
Thank
bless.
You very much.
All right. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are two of the websites. Check them out. Third hour and the national ID card coming up.